Welcome to the Women in Power podcast, where women entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles, and accomplishments. We are here to listen to women in all walks of life, from starting a business to running million-dollar companies, from personal to business, and everything in between. Let's get started. Here's your host, Bree Logue.
Hey everyone, I'm Bree Logue, and this is the Women in Power podcast. Today we have Tracy Reed. She is a highly motivated entrepreneur who launched Warrior Up as an independent pro with Damsel in Defense, with a mission to educate as many women, men, and children on the dangers of domestic violence and human trafficking, as well as using self-defense protective devices to fight back. Well, I'm super excited to chat today.
Thank you, Bree. I appreciate you having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So we kind of just dive right in and tell us a little bit about you and what you're currently working on.
Okay. So my name is Tracy Reed. I am local in the Fort Worth area, DFW in Texas, for those that don't know. And I launched Warrior Up, which is my own company, but I also promote the Damsel in Defense products. I'm a mentor pro there. And I've been with Damsel in Defense for, it will be a year this September 27th that I'll be 1 year with Damsel in Defense. And it's my mission to educate as many women and teens as possible. But I've also really been focusing more now also on men, because I'm finding that a lot of men don't even think about trying to educate their spouses or their children to, take their own safety into their hands when they leave their home. So I broadly do that now and make sure that, you know, I'm educating the men as much as the women. So I currently am scheduled to, I do city safety events. I'm actually getting ready to have my very first one, because I've been fighting to get into the city to try to do city safety events. But it's my mission to do one safety event per month, and it'll be various different ones, because we have, you know, different subjects monthly. And so we have subjects such as domestic violence awareness, city safety, human trafficking awareness, sexual assault awareness, online safety. And then our newest one that we just added recently is active shooter training awareness. So
oh, wow.
My goal is to get out there and try to educate as many people as possible, so that everybody's aware that, you know, we can't always rely on our city officials to get to us in time, especially in needs of if you're being attacked or whatever. It's usually takes them at least anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes to get to somebody. And by then it might be too late. So better to have everybody educated.
For sure. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you became an entrepreneur, but I also would love to know why you're so passionate. You can just tell this from speaking with you for, you know, 30 seconds, even how passionate you are about the subject. So can you kind of explain how you started it?
Yep, I can. So I originally, when I got into Apex, I did not have a business. I've always wanted to own my own business, but this is not what I thought I would be doing. I've always wanted to own a boutique, but other avenues took me down a road that I needed to pray about and really decide where I could serve the community and give back. And, I went on this mental health journey and just some healing, you know, done a lot of healing through mental health, physical health, just trying to be, you know, become the best version of myself. And then one day I just ran across this video of a Texas cop 2.0 who had encouraged women to start taking their self-defense in their own hands and start educating themselves. And I was like, oh, boom, there it is. That's something that I could be doing. And a lot of people might say, well, why is it that you think you're qualified to educate on this type of stuff? And I've never really shared this information, but because I've been on a healing journey, I am a domestic violence survivor. And I'm also a sexual assault supporter to both of my sisters who have been sexually assaulted. And so I thought, what better fit for me to go out and start educating the public when I've experienced that myself. And I've also been a supporter to both my sisters, as well as many friends that I know that have also been assaulted. And so I thought about it, prayed about it. And I just thought, man, this is where I need to be. So I launched, I was going to launch my own business, but went on a little 2-month hiatus trying to find the best devices and didn't really like what I was finding. And then somehow, I don't know how I ended up, I actually bought this bracelet, the Damsel in Defense bracelet last year, and I had put it up in my closet, never used it. I just bought it, thought it was cool, and never bought it. And so I went up and got it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this company is the Damsel in Defense. I got online and looked at it and and realized that it was a direct selling association company, and that I could become a independent pro with them. And so that's how I did it. I ended up going in and really doing my research and finding out if that's really where I wanted to be. And it was a perfect fit for me. So I launched my business in September of 2022.
No, that's amazing. Well, I always love when people say, you know, they can turn like a tragedy in their life into an inspiring thing that really pushes you forward. And it inspires me so much when people have to go through trauma and, you know, come through on a brighter and better at the end.
Yeah, I haven't spoke to anybody, publicly for the first time, but just last month I went to the Dominican retreat with Total Boss, and I was supposed to speak on self-defense, and I don't know what came over me, but I truly felt like, you know, I haven't really shared my story, and something came over me before I went on stage, and I was like, how can I educate people and truly get them to understand what it means to take your safety into your own hands if I can't share my message? And so, that's a part of it. I mean, you really have to kind of open up and share, you know, what you've been through. So for people to really get the true impact and the true power of what it means to go through something so tragic, to really understand how it can happen anywhere. It doesn't just have to be in the home. It can happen outside the home. It can happen in the stores. It can happen in the parking lots, you know? And so I had to learn that, you know, although it was painful, it had to be done. And I had to share that message because people need to understand that, you know, I'm not out there just selling something, not knowing what the impact is, that, you know, I've experienced it myself, and they need to know that. So I chose to share that.
No, I love it. That's so cool that you got to share on stage too, in front of all the people. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yes. I felt like I was I let some people down, but I don't know. I was just led. It was the craziest thing, Brie. I didn't even speak to my slides. I just spoke from the heart, you know, and it led into what I needed to, but for the most part, I just spoke from my heart, which kind of scared me because I wasn't expecting to do that. But it just came out that way. When I, right before I went on stage, God led me to, hey, you've got to be honest and open about your passion and why you're doing what you're doing. So it just kind of turned into that. So
Amazing. Well, I feel like people always talk about being your authentic self. And I feel like that word just gets thrown around so much online, especially as entrepreneurs. But I feel like it is so important, like you said, just, you know, to actually be yourself and share your story, because that is what's going to impact people, right?
Yep. Yep.
So you just started your business last year. Happy anniversary. Or was it last year or 2 years ago?
Nope. It's September last year. So September 22nd, this year will be 1 year with Damsel.
Nice. Well, that's so cool. Can you tell us a little bit, what's been your biggest struggle since you just hit your anniversary? That's so awesome.
Yeah, I would say my biggest struggle has been, you know, I'm still in my healing journey. I started my healing journey of July of last year. And so I feel like I have been struggling between you know, juggling my healing journey and really trying to launch a business. And emotionally, you know, I'm still fighting through some of the, you know, the healing that's going on. I mean, it's not a one and done deal. I mean, when you have trauma that's all the way back from when I was 6 years old, it's not a one and done situation where you go and heal and you're done and you move on. It doesn't work that way. So that's probably been my biggest struggle is doing two things at once. Not that that's a bad thing. It's just that I wasn't prepared going into having to educate on self-defense and truly not healing from not being healed from what happened to then going out there and trying to educate people without falling apart. And that's been very hard. I'm so sorry. My mouth is dry. That's been very hard for me is to put that out there without being so emotional because I'm still to this day, I'm in a healing journey to become the best version of myself. And although I'm past some of that, it still never goes away. But I would say that's probably been my hardest struggle.
So we also talked, and we don't really talk about faith too much on this podcast, but you said something that really made me want to kind of dive in a little bit. Has your faith really helped you in your healing process as well?
It has. My healing, I have been on depression meds since I was 24 years old. And I have been to every single doctor that I could imagine trying to get, you know, well, and I couldn't, nothing worked. I mean, nothing. So 13 years ago, I decided to take myself off of my one prescription. I had one depression med and I had one other medication for acne. And I had, it caused me to have fibromyalgia really bad. And so I went to a nutritionist and the nutritionist told me, he's like, hey, I want you to bring your medication up here. And so I did. And he's like, why do you take this medicine? And I said, but for depression, he said, how long have you been taking it? And I said, since I was 24 and I was 50. No, at the time I was 40, let's see, gosh, 12 years ago. Oh my gosh, I was 48. And he said, you've been on this since you were 24. And he said, how long have you been on the acne medication? And I said, since I was 16. He said, that literally is what's causing your autoimmune disease. And he said, I want you to go to your doctor and I want you to get off this medication. He said, because I cannot take you off. So when I went to my doctor to try to get off my depression meds, she said, no. She said, you need that. You can't get off of it. You need it. And I realized then that I was just a cattle call in her office and a script for her to write. And so I made it my mission 12 years ago that I was going to take myself off. So I went back to the nutritionist and we set a plan for me to get off of it. And it took me almost 9 months to get off of that medication because I couldn't just quit because it's actually considered a narcotic. And once I got off of that, I really wasn't on a healing journey then mentally like I am now for the last year. But that was a starting process for me. I was off synthetic medications. I went into, so fast forward a year ago, I went into, actually, I was asked to join Apex on a challenge by my son. And he didn't really tell me why he wanted me to join. But after I got into it, I kind of knew. I was like, I think this is why he wanted me to join, because I was still just struggling. I never struggled having a job. I never struggled, you know, anything really. I mean, had a job, have a great job and have stayed at my jobs long term. So it wasn't like I was, you know, not able to keep a job or anything. I was just mentally struggling to find a place to fit in. And so when I joined Apex, that's when I went into my healing journey. And, you know, I've always had faith in Jesus Christ. But when I went to my very first session, I believe it was with, it was with Wiley MacArthur. I went and did an energy clearing with him on March 30th. And I don't know what came over me, Bree, but I didn't know this guy from Adam. I just heard that, you know, he was good. I booked a ticket within a week, flew out there and did an energy clearing up in the mountains. It was the most incredible thing. And when I got up in there, when he took me out to the mountain, I was like, oh my God, I don't even know this guy, you know, what's going to happen? But faith was driving me there because I felt like I knew that I was going to get something other than a prescription or sitting in the office of somebody, that I was going to have to tell my story over and over and over to somebody and nothing was going to work. I knew the day that I locked in a contract with Wiley that I went to Utah and that I had faith that that was going to work. Did it. And it was truly the most remarkable thing I've ever done. When I went up in those mountains, he took me up there. I'm not a hiker. I've never hiked in my life. And we get out and he's like, I was like, what are we doing? He said, we're fixing to go up there. And I was like, he handed me a bottle of water. And I said, you're going to need more than that water because I don't hike. I've never hiked in my life. And he's like, oh, you'll be fine. And again, my faith just took over me because I was like, I'm here for this healing session and I'm going to get healed. And we went up and got up into the top of this mountain and we sat down and I looked out over this mountain and it was clear as day, a mountain here, and there was this big, huge white angel cloud that was right front and center. I was like, I looked up when we sat down, I looked up and I was like, oh, look, Wiley, I go, there's an angel. I go, that's my mom looking over me and she's telling me that I'm going to be okay. And that day was the day that I knew my faith was driving me to where I'm at today. And so I have had faith like I've never had before since I've joined Apex, that I knew my healing journey was on its way. And since then, I've been meeting with a radiant healer, Krista Wagberg, who has been guiding me to an entire new healing process that I've never done before. And it's the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. She truly has me past all my trauma, stuff that I didn't even know that I would, you know, come that would surface up. And it just keeps surfacing every time I go. And so I'm literally on a path of, truly healing for once in my life. So yes, my faith is there. My faith in God is there. My faith in Krista has been such an amazing light for me, who has guided me into some areas that I never thought I would get to.
Oh, I love that. So Wiley's actually the very first person I ever met at Apex. My husband took me to one of the live events before I even joined. I was like, oh, sure, I'll go with you. It sounds fun. And Wiley was literally like sitting alone at a table and we sat with him. And he's like, he did like the energy connect, like the trigger thing where he like triggers you to have a good time. And I was so nervous, but I was like, oh, that really like helped me that day. And yeah, Wiley's just such an amazing person. And it's just crazy the people you connect with.
It is. He was my very first person to connect. Well, I say was my very first person. I connected with a social media director or a manager, Caitlin Young, and she had posted live in one of her feeds that she had gone to visit him. And I was like, oh, I need to connect with her. And so I called her and she's the one that introduced me to Wiley. And he was truly one of the first persons that I like met face to face. I have a wealth of gratitude for that guy because without him, I don't even know if I would be here today. I was not in a good mental health when I joined Apex.
For those who are listening who don't know, Apex is a mastermind that we're both a part of. It's actually an entrepreneurial mastermind, but every time I talk to somebody, I feel like they get something completely different out of that community. And it's just such a great community. It's so much more than just a Facebook group. They do live events and everything too. But I feel like every time I've connected with any member of Apex, they've always been like super genuine people too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. A true statement. Pretty much every single person in there that I've met personally, I've had nothing but respect for most everybody in there. Great people. A lot of winners. I'll put it that way.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I always feel like every time I see, I used to hate going on social media too. They used to be not my thing, but now I'm like excited every time I go on there. Cause it's just, I know all the people that are on my feeds now are just like super positive people who are winning. It's not even so much that they're winning all the time too, is that they're sharing both their ups and downs. And I feel like that's such a huge thing too. Cause the last thing I want to do when I'm having a bad day is look at every single person's winning. You know, it's always nice when people are like, oh, I'm actually struggling right now too. And you can connect with both of those kind of people.
Yeah.
Too.
That's true. Same exact thing that I see as well.
Yeah.
All the good and the bad.
Exactly. You gotta share both sides of the story, right?
Yep.
So let's go back a little bit and talk about safety. What tips do you have for women who have never taken a self-defense class or don't really know where to start on their self-defense journey?
Well, I would say that, you know, let me first put this out there. I am not teaching people how to like fight or anything like that. I have taken some self-defense classes. I am taking gun classes, but that's not my expertise on how to train, how to fight people, like physically fight with hands and stuff like that. What I do teach and what I think is the most important when I train people, and if people buy devices, they get training with me. I train them how on their mindset, first of all, because if you don't have the mindset to win, if something happens to you, your devices will not do anything for you. So you truly have to be in a mindset of saying that if something happens to me, I am going to fight back. I am going to defend myself. I'm going to voice my opinion. I'm going to raise my voice. I'm going to fight with my hands. I'm going to fight with my feet, whatever it takes. You have to have that mindset that you are going to win and fight, or else you can't. There's nothing you can do that will take a device that would a stun gun would do unless you have that mindset. So that's the first thing that I actually teach is mindset. And then I go into, you know, I ask people how old they are, because there's a lot of people that, I don't educate on carrying a gun. However, I do carry a gun, and some people do carry a gun, but I can tell you most women that I've trained do not carry a gun. They're not comfortable carrying a gun. So I always start with, you know, ask them how old they are, how confident they feel in carrying devices. And usually, you know, that depends on the age. If they're older women, of course, everybody wants a stun gun. That's what the fun thing is everybody thinks they're, you know, big and bad, which I feel like I am when I carry a stun gun. And so, you know, we'll start with that and ask them, what are they comfortable with? Are you comfortable? Are you confident enough to carry devices? Are you confident enough to carry more than one device, which you need to do? And then, of course, if I'm getting into teens, a lot of women are calling me about, you know, strapping their teens up and their college age girls. Some of them are not confident enough to let their teens carry a stun device. And so then we work backwards. We'll take it and go, okay, this, if they're not confident enough, then we'll start with certain devices that are for their age group. Those devices can range from GPS alarms that are tracking devices that notify up to six people, Cubatons, pepper spray. That's a big one. So my biggest sellers are usually stun devices and pepper sprays is my first go-tos that most pretty much everybody goes with. The younger the child, of course, they don't carry those devices. But we also have, you know, we educate on how old they are and if they're old enough to know that they can pull a device and deactivate a device to notify that they're in trouble, even at school, because you can have bullies, you know, at school, and you can wear a device and deactivate that device so that, you know, it's one, it activates a loud piercing alarm that brings attention to them and possibly the bullies run, maybe not. Or it's a solid device that would activate their parents and six other people that they're in trouble. That could be in school or outside of school in case they got off the bus at the wrong place or whatever. So it's a multitude of training, but it really depends on the age. Age appropriate on how they're to be educated.
Nice. That makes sense. So what about, I know in here we have you answer the questions beforehand. So situational awareness, I love that. And I feel like that's something I've always been decent at. But what are some tips for situational awareness?
So for me, I'll just give you my day. If I were to travel to Dallas, Texas, which I work in quite often, sometimes two or three times a week, I am not familiar with downtown Dallas. It's scary to me. When I leave my home, I literally have to make myself, I mean, you almost have to start living intentionally to say, when you leave your home, not only are you picking up your car keys, but you're picking up your devices. And you have to force yourself to do that. It's hard. But you know, when you do that and you start doing it every single day, it becomes habit. So you carry your devices with you at all times. And then when you get into, say, when I'm going to downtown, I'm driving all the way to downtown. I get into the parking garage. And when I get into the parking garage, one of the first thing I do is I try to look to see if I could park closest to an elevator. And if the higher up I have to go to get to the closest to an elevator, that's what I do. I also back into all of my parking spaces. I never pull in. I back out because, you know, anybody can, you know, block you in. And then if you're back in having to try to back out, you have nowhere to go. It's easier to, you know, try to force yourself out when you're facing somebody versus having to look backwards, you know, trying to back out. The second, once I get out, I observe everything around me. When I get out of my car, or even before I get out of my car, I observe what's beside me, try to look behind me, get out of my car, observe all of my surroundings before I start taking off. I have my safety devices in my hand on my wristlet. I have my stun gun in my hand. It's turned on. Actually, it's not turned on because you carry it and you don't turn it on until you're ready to use, because the device can be turned on with your thumb. Carry it with me. I do not get on my phone. You know, you see a lot of people just walking with their phones. That's not situational awareness. That's literally, and I'm guilty of it, you know, but you need to stay off your phones and be situationally aware of what's going on around you, because the sooner that, you know, the first thing a person's going to do if they're going to attack you, they're going to look for the people that are looking down on their phones or in their bags or have big bags on their hands. And then I will look to make sure what my surroundings look like, go straight for the elevator. When I get into the elevator, you want to get into an elevator, you want to stand next to the wall where the buttons are. Don't get in the back. Don't get in the center. Don't get over to the side where there's no buttons. Get your back to the wall. Stand right next to the panel where the buttons are in case there's a need for, if there's someone, the door's shut and somebody comes in, you have that access to get to, you know, the alarm or open the door up. That's situational awareness. Get out, you're walking down the street with all these tall buildings. Make sure you stay off your phone. Keep your bags in, keep your wristlet on, but just situationally aware is literally observing everything around you until you get to your place where you're going to be sitting down at your desk or in your car or in a restaurant. In a restaurant, I would say when you're getting into a restaurant, I never sit with my back to the door. I sit facing the front and I look for exit signs. I look for ways to get out in case there's some reason why. But you see what I'm saying? You literally observe what's going on. And your chances of survival it goes way up when you start staying situationally aware of all of your surroundings, no matter where you're at.
For sure. Yeah, I used to work retail. So I feel like that's one of the big reasons why I'm very aware is because I used to leave at night alone in a giant, very dark parking lot. So I'd always have to be very careful about, you know, making sure people weren't around me. And yeah, it's always freaked me out when there's like people standing outside and stuff, mm-hmm. like late at night. Like you always have to be really aware.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You just never know. You never know. It can be in the nicest neighborhoods and it can be in the hoods. Either one, it doesn't matter where it's at. They're looking everywhere for you.
They really are. Awesome. Well, any other tips and tricks before we kind of move on?
No, that's about it on safety.
Awesome. So I have one last question for you then. What is your favorite book?
My favorite book? Oh, my goodness. I have read so many books in the last year. It's crazy. But recently, I just bought this book, too. It is the body, what your body is telling you, the messages that your body is telling you. It's the most amazing book I've ever started reading, and I'm not very far into it. I just got it, but it's a big, thick book. I've had so many books that I've been reading and they're all great. But that one book is especially for me being in my healing journey. It literally tells you when your aches and pains are going on, there is a message why you are experiencing problems with your body. It can be back pain, foot pain, headaches. And that book literally will teach you how to, what to do and how to guide your body and the things that are going on in your body. It's basically almost, you know, it's holistic healing, but it helps guide you on why you're going through what you're going. And just recently this week, I had a really bad back. I don't know what I did to my back. I thought I injured it, but I had since learned. I went to a ceremony with Jen Carrasco and Krista Wagberg, and she literally told me, she's like, you have some events going on in your life that is affecting your back. And I was just like, how can that be? You know, but truly it is. I mean, you get tensed up, you have stress, you have so much going on in this and your business and your personal life. And the synchronicities in your body literally can cause you pain. I didn't know that. And so that is probably my most favorite book that I'm reading into right now, because it is, although all the books I've had, all of them are educational. For me, being in my healing journey, that book has stuck with me and it will be a powerful force for me going forward in my health journey.
That sounds super interesting. I'll definitely have to read that one too. I had an amazing chiropractor before I moved to Texas that I absolutely loved. And remember him and he had, his son was a massage therapist. And I was like, oh, I'm having like this really awful like pain in my shoulders, you know? And he's like, oh, you know, it's like stress. Your shoulders are 100% where you carry all of your stress. So it's funny nowadays, like I will always notice if I'm tensing up and I was like, oh, I just feel like I'm stressed out. Even if I like don't feel like I'm stressed out, it's like my body can actually tell before I know, which is a crazy thing.
I know, you know, I've had back pain before, and I quit going to a chiropractor, but I found this new chiropractor. She does the, it's called bioenergetic synchronicity, and they're considered a chiropractor, but they literally do pressure points. Like they can do pressure points here and here. Like she would do pressure points on my head and on the side of my thigh. And I'm like, why would you do that for my back problems? And she would tell me, but you're out of sync here. And it, of course, what it is, I mean, they're doing the, you know, the pressure points and the fascia, which re-interjects the body and like puts your body back in sync. It blows my mind that kind of, you know, education is out there, because of course, I want holistic healing, and that's just right up my alley. And so, it's powerful what the body can do to you.
It really is. Yeah. I feel like it's such a wild, I feel like every time I learn more, it's so cool. I'm like, I've never guessed.
I know. I never would have guessed, especially learning so much from Krista. Have you ever met her?
I only met her once at the Apex Women event. I think not this year, last year. I remember she did a whole thing on like essential oils and stuff too. Yes. I've bought so many essential oils since then.
Yeah. She is the most beautiful, dynamic woman I've ever met. I truly love her. I've been with her since July of last year doing healing with her. And she is so smart and educated when it comes to healing the body. And of course, you know, the essential oils, but she's the one that got me that book. She's like, you know, and in my last session, I was like, well, what does this mean? And she's like, I'm going to give you this link. You need to get this book. And then she gave me another book that's called Emotional Healing with Essential Oils, in fact. And that book literally tells you, you know, when you're feeling sad or when you want to have less fear, what healing oils you can put in a diffuser to help you to live in less fear. It blows my mind. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Not crazy, but crazy good. But it's an amazing thing. And she's such an amazing person. I just love her to death.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I feel like the essential oils are just such cool things. I feel like every time I learn more about them, I'm like, oh, there's just so much you can do with them. Yeah, I've like stopped buying like all the Icy Hots and all that kind of stuff too for, you know, like ramps and things like that. It's like, oh, there's essential oil for that. That's like so much more pure and so much better for you.
Yeah. I learned my lesson on essential oils. You know, I buy all mine through Krista now, through doTERRA, because I've bought a couple of other brands, but man, learning that, you know, you can definitely tell when you get the good brands and the off brands. It's definitely something that, you know, I realize that I'll invest in the better brands, because it's, you get what you pay for. I'll just put it
same,
that way.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely do. Yeah, I've tried to, and I was like, oh, they gotta be like the same thing. And I was like, oh, you can like definitely tell the difference. It's funny.
I was telling Krista that. I was like, I bought these off brands, and she's like, yeah, because the smell of them, you can tell they're not, I mean, you can't smell the, you know, chamomile or the orange or whatever. You smell like a chemical, kind of a stale chemical smell. And she's like, yeah, those are probably sold on Amazon, you know, and you know, she said, so be careful the oils that you pick. She goes, I'm not telling you have to pick doTERRA, but she said, just do your research on the good ones. So
right,
let them learn. So, yeah.
Well, I had a lot of fun chatting with you today. I feel like we went in a very different direction than I was originally thought we would, but it was so fun. I had a really great time chatting with you. How can people connect with you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook under Tracy Reed, TRACYREAD. And on Instagram, I could not get my name because my account's been hacked before and I couldn't get my name back. So my Instagram is Tracy _DREAD, which D is my middle initial. So I had it's Tracy _DREAD, DREAD. And then I also have a Warrior Up page on Instagram. It's Warrior_Up. That's my business page. So
perfect. I'll have all those links as well. And then what is your link to if somebody wanted to buy some self-defense items off of you?
Okay. So I put that link in the form that I just sent you.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll definitely have in the show notes too then.
Yep. So, and I would tell you, it should say Warrior Up, but on the new links that they just gave us, it doesn't have Warrior Up on it. So it's a pro number. So I'll have to send that to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's great.
It should be in the new Google form that I just sent you.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll make sure I add that to the form as well. Awesome. Yeah. I see it right here. Cool. Yeah. I'll add that. And then awesome. I think that's all for today. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Bree. I enjoyed it. It was so good to finally connect with you.
Thank you for listening to the Women in Power podcast. Please hit the subscribe and like button to see more episodes. New episodes air every Wednesday morning. So please join our Facebook group, Women in Power, for the latest updates and news about our podcast.